What's going on, guys? Captain Michael Bell here with Eastern Angling out of Wilmington, North Carolina. This week, the river's really starting to clean up good. We hadn't had a whole lot of rain, so the river was starting to clean up. We are about to get another rain front that comes through, so it'll probably get dirtied up again. But looking for pockets of clean water further back in some of the feeder creeks that come into the main stem of the river, especially if you're further north. Are going to be areas of clean water that should be able to hold some fish in that deeper water. River temperature has come up some, but it's still a little cooler. And then if you're in the lower part of the river, finding current seams, eddies, some oyster points, different things like that, some different hard structure. Now that this water's starting to warm back up, these fish will probably start to be moving to some of that, like back towards their fall time patterns a little bit more. They're not going to be sitting way off in no current, but starting to find those seams and rips and stuff like that again. So this week I've been throwing a lot of DOA shrimp. There's still a few shrimp around, but this last cold drop definitely has flushed a lot of the shrimp out. There's very few bait fish left, but DOA shrimp to be able to fish some of those current seams, throw in some mirror lures. When I'm finding those like really dead pockets of water with no current, kind of the eddies of creeks or back pockets off the creeks, have been really good with mirror lures or some kind of twitch bait that you can really fish slow, change your cadences out throughout the day, and that way, you're able to cover a little bit more water effectively. And then also just throwing jig heads, 1/4 ounce jig heads with 3 and 4 inch paddle tails. As this, water temperature cools, headed into the wintertime, smaller bait's going to be more prevalent than bigger bait. So, really downsizing to that 3 inch paddle tail can be really effective this time of year, along with adding a little bit of scent to those, whether it's shrimp or whatever, it doesn't really matter, but just giving those fish something else to key in on, especially in this dirtier water, can be a little bit more helpful. Well, I hope this helps y'all out, and we'll talk to you soon.